We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
By the way, I got to ask you a quick question. I'm thinking, it looks like the Rangers are making a run, right? Is that the...
They're making a run. They're making a run into the first run exit courtesy of the New Jersey Devils. Yeah. I agree with you.
Well, whatever.
Well, what's your point?
So, I'm saying to myself, you know, much like I did with the Yankees a couple years ago, maybe I kind of slip in on the old Wagarino, get myself a Patrick Kane is able jersey, maybe?
Really?
Start rocking the Ranger gear. You may have heard that Fanatics is now the new jersey manufacturer for the NHL, albeit they're doing it in the same Canadian factory with the same employees.
Really?
And everyone that's going bat bleep crazy about it, it's going to be, you know, maybe different designs and some stitching and this and that. It is going to be made by the same people
right.
who've done it for 30 years for Adidas out in Canada, wherever it is, right? And I'm excited because, as you know, I'm friendly with those guys. And maybe I make a little request on the hotline. I'll take a Patrick Kane is able jersey pronto. I'm excited for it.
No, you're not.
I am.
Because when the
every those guys turns to gold, so I'm good.
Well, no. That's exciting. But when the
Maybe
Rangers...
Maybe I get me a hat. I get a jersey. I'll come in here with a little... What do you guys call it in hockey? It's not a jersey.
Sweater.
Pardon me.
Sweater.
I'll get a Rangers sweater.
Yeah, but Craig, when the Rangers are playing the Devils in their hard-fought first-round series, the Knicks are going to be taking on Donovan Mitchell.
Oh.
You're going to be very consumed with something else. Because one thing I know about you is you can only handle one thing at a time.
So I wear a Ranger jersey to a Knicks game.
So Islanders, Hurricanes, Rangers, Devils, Nets in the play-in tournament, Knicks against Cleveland. You're going to be all consumed with the Knicks. You're not going to pay attention to anything else.
Well, they don't start making it until 2024, 25.
Oh, so you're going to get this in 2 years? When Patrick Kane's out of the league? Okay.
I'm getting myself ready to get on the Ranger wagon. Nothing better than playoff hockey. Like, nothing better than World Baseball Classic Baseball.
It's so funny. Craig, it's amazing that you say that. So my one, I don't want to say it's a critique, but one thing I've noticed is that when the NHL playoffs are exciting,
yes,
the one thing I find annoying is hockey fans reminding you over and over again that there's nothing better than the NHL playoffs. Like, they may be right, but why do you have to say it over and over again?
Because they're insecure.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
I noticed the same thing over the last week with the World Baseball Classic.
Really?
Every time there was a great game, instead of talking about the game, what I would hear from Jared Karrabas's of the world is, isn't this amazing? Isn't this awesome? This is the best. Like,
nobody cares about hockey, Boomer.
So why do you have to remind us how great it is? If we're watching it, we're seeing
it. Because they're lonely, lonely people who want camaraderie and want somebody to sit next to them and hold their hand while they're enjoying something that the majority of people typically have not liked.
Gotcha.
This year is a little different.
Right.
Because more people bought into it. I didn't see the ratings yet, but I'm sure it's over 2 million people.
Is that good?
You know, in this country.
Is that good?
Well, I mean,
like, what's a good number?
I honestly don't know. I know that the semifinal game got 2 million viewers here.
Okay.
And don't forget, you know, it wasn't on regular TV either. It's on
FS1.
A lot of people don't watch FS1, to be honest. So this is on a network you don't ordinarily go to in your daily life. Some of you. Some, of course, can't get enough in the morning. But many of you don't.
I guess, here's how I frame it. Yankees-Cleveland got about 5 million people per game. So shouldn't that be the bar? Like, could it defeat a playoff game? Or do we not hold it to that highest standard? You see what I'm saying?
I think you have to compare it against itself.
Oh, it's going to be up.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think you compare it against a normal, you know, a postseason Yankee or Met or anything else. I think you compare it against itself and itself only right now.
Okay.
Now, you want to give me an Olympic comparison? Maybe I can accept that, too. But I'm assuming it did over 2 million, right?
No, I guess what I'm asking is what's a good number? Because people like to take numbers and make it whatever they want.
Yes.
So you could argue 2 million sucks. You could argue 2 million is amazing.
I mean, I heard.
So I just want to know before we get the number what's good and what's not good.
By the way,
so I'm asking.
You're definitely right about that because I read a story in the paper yesterday that the 29th ranked radio show in New York City, that the host of that show is now getting a huge seven-figure deal per year. And I'm saying to myself, where if we're number one, and that guy is in 29th place, and I've been in radio for 30-plus years, and I can't name 29 radio stations in New York City.
I didn't know we had 29 radio stations.
If 29th is equal to $1 million, I'm going to be rich.
Wait, that math would be $29 million a year.
That'd be great.
Is that what my math tells me?
I'd be getting like Imus money. Yeah, that'd be pretty awesome, right? And then everybody gets a real Christmas gift,
too. I was going to say.
Yeah. I told them I know exactly what I'm getting all you guys, these guys, the support staff.
I'm not getting a gift?
Because I didn't get a gift.
Oh, that's right.
You gave me I almost said a bad word. You gave me the worst cookie box I've ever received in my life.
But I gave you cookies.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I'm sorry you didn't.
I'm sorry. I gave the pigeons outside your house cookies.
There wasn't a single chocolate chip cookie in the box. They were ginger snaps, for crying out loud. In any event, I'm getting them customized Nikes.
Oh, that's nice.
But you got to wait till December to get it.
Yeah, but is that if you get this $27 million raise, or is it doesn't matter?
No, it's like $120. It doesn't cost anymore. It just takes longer to get.
Not bad.
So I'm going to get you some dope Air Force Ones. And I'm going to design them, and you're going to love them. They're going to be customized.
Just make sure they have my size, because I have big feet.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying. Yeah.
I'm going to do it and not ask your size.
Well, no, but I'm saying.
I'm just going to get everybody size 9.
No, but I'm just
assuming
saying.
Assuming Tommy's got the average foot.
Yeah. I'm saying sometimes.
Why don't you just say thank you and move on?
Thank you.
I will when I get the shoe.
Yeah.
I mean, well, you're not
getting
it saying.
For a while. Well, that's okay. What I'll say. Thank you.
I'll be your Huckleberry.
No, I'm just saying.
No. Obviously, you want me to ask.
No, I don't want you to ask. I've said it before. I'm a size 14.
I'll play
so
the
just
game.
Just make sure.
I'll play the game.
Yeah.
What size shoe do you wear, Big Mac?
14.
14
wide? So just
wide?
Make sure. Probably.
Okay, I'll get you a 14
thank
wide.
You.
You're welcome. Tommy's like, what, a 7.5?
10.5.
Not that far off.
Yeah.
Let's see what I am, actually.
Well, you're not getting sneakers.
No, I'm just curious now.
Wait, hold on. Time out. Don't look for a second.
Okay.
You don't know what size shoe you wear?
I forget. I think I'm a 12 or a 13.
You forget?
He doesn't buy his own shoes,
you're
clearly.
You're 39 years old.
I'm off a little
and
bit.
And you have no idea what size
shoe
you wear.
Yeah, I was wrong by it. I thought I was a 12 or 13. I'm 11.5. I'm smaller than I thought.
Kind of embarrassed by this.
You could probably rock a 12.
I think I could.
Right? But here's the thing.
My wife buys me the sneakers, Craig. Why would I know?
God.
That's what she does for me, and I appreciate it.
It's
love her.
One thing for your wife to order you a drink at a bar.
Yeah.
Okay. It's weird, but happens. Maybe she went to the bar first. Maybe you're in the bathroom. Maybe the bartender's like, sweetheart, what can I get you? So, right, whatever, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You could defend that, I suppose. Now, if you guys are sitting at a table like I've seen you before, and you're like, honey, what do I drink?
That's what I do.
That's a bit of a problem.
Yeah.
But okay, you're quirky. We all love you for that. But you're a grown man. You're an adult. You have a mortgage.
I do.
And you don't know what size sneaker you are.
Sneakers for me. In fact, you got to admit, my slip-ons are awesome. They're stretch.
Let me ask you a question.
Fit.
Can I ask you an honest question?
Skechers slip-ons. Yeah.
Yeah, he's hoping he walks like Joe Montana. Thinks the commercial works.
Yeah.
I do have an honest question.
Go ahead.
When's the last time, and no shtick, no BS, when's the last time you had to tie your own pair of sneakers?
Oh, my God. I have an answer to that. And tell me if this qualifies. At the fan baseball championship game when I had to tie my cleats.
I don't count that.
So we're not counting that.
A pair of sneakers. When's the last time you had to actually tie the shoelaces on a pair of sneakers?
Dress shoes at the Pete Alonso event was slip-ons, so that doesn't count. I got to honestly tell you, Craig, I don't remember. It's that long. I think before I met her.
You know, you realize that you've become like a diabetic fat guy in his 70s.
How is that?
Who walks around malls in Sarasota and can't bend over to tie his shoes anymore.
It's not that I can, it's that I don't want to.
Even when you're playing pickleball, you don't have a good pair of shoes
to make sure your ankle's tight. That's a great point. I've been meaning to change that because I've been slipping and turning my ankle a lot during pickleball and basketball. So I agree with you guys. I think I'm going to break this streak soon because I got to wear sneakers with shoelaces. I agree with you. But it's been years, bro. Years.
Years.
I don't remember. I can't even
a pair of sneakers.
I can't even give you an answer.
Do you think you remember how to do it?
I do because I, yeah.
Were you a, are you a two, like the bunny hoop guy?
Oh, I bunny hoop and I double knot the crap out of it. Yep.
You're not a wrap around the finger. You're a bunny hoop.
No. By the way, they are saying, I don't have the exact numbers yet.
Oh, before you say anything, in all seriousness.
Yeah.
I have the numbers from 2017 just out of perspective. So would you like to hear that first?
Yeah, it's fine. Okay. No, not okay.
The championship game between the U.S. and Puerto Rico in 2017 netted a combined audience of 3.1 million people. That included MLB Network, ESPN2, and ESPN Deportes. Go ahead.
What was the total?
3.1 million.
And it was us in it or no?
U.S. versus Puerto Rico.
That was the championship game?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, so this was on one network,
mm-hmm.
domestically, mm-hmm. obviously. I don't have the number yet, but what they're saying is the expectation is that from a global standpoint, it will be the most watched baseball game in the history of the
planet.
Well,
because you had 70 million people from Japan watching
I'm just saying.
Which I'm not trying to discount.
I mean, that's got to be pretty good for the sport.
I'm not trying to discount that. I'm just pointing out that we don't know yet the United States number.
No, but now, it's going to be in the ballpark of 3 million, I bet. Not much more than that.
Yeah.
Maybe if you get into the low threes, that's a big success, right?
I don't know. I mean,
in comparison to what you just put out there.
So in fairness, ratings are down everywhere in sports except the NFL. So if it goes down, right. I guess you could argue, well, that's just the way TV's going. That's the way the World Series is going. Baseball's going. But internationally, yeah, this is going to be the most watched baseball game ever because you had two enormous countries playing each other, and you had an enormous country where everybody's watching it. Like, we heard about the early rounds, how Japan had 60% of their TVs on the World Baseball Classic. So that's not a surprise, and that's another reason why my idea is brilliant. You get two Japanese teams in the MLB playoffs, imagine those international ratings.
Huge.
So you can laugh all you want or call me names. That idea may sound dumb at first.
It does sound
dumb,
but
think about it,
okay,
and give it thought. It makes a lot of sense.
If the goal is the true and ultimate globalization of sport, then you can make the argument we're going there. When, you know.
And Craig, the only way to do it is my idea.
And I want to be clear, you're not saying Americans go to play on Team Japan.
No.
But as an expansion, you're saying the two best Japanese teams of Japanese players.
Yeah.
I want to be clear about that.
Yeah, and you can't do it as a World Series because I don't think we would care. I think you have to insert it in the middle of the postseason for us to care. Because think about the Yankees for a second. Yankees win the World Series. They won it all. We're having a parade. Oh, but wait, they got to go play the Yuramuri Giants. You're going to brush it away and say, I guess I'm intrigued, but who cares?
Yeah.
If it's the middle of the playoffs and it's the ALCS, Yankees against Yuramuri Giants,
yeah,
you have no choice.
Would you be concerned at all that it would lead to conflict between countries?
No.
And could lead to a war?
No, actually, these kinds of things ends wars. Did you ever see Rocky IV?
Yes, I did.
The Cold War didn't end because of Reagan. The Cold War ended because of Rocky.
If I could die, and you could die, then we could die. He's not a man. He's a machine.
Plus, imagine this, Craig. Yeah. The Yankees play the Cebu Lions, and the Cebu Lions beat them in five.
Yeah.
Okay?
We don't, attack.
Will we talk about hating Japan, or will we talk about hating Brian Cashman, the loser GM?
We hate about Brian Cashman. It'd be like, you couldn't beat the Astros, and now you can't beat the Yakamori Giants. What the hell's going on, Cashman? And then Big Mac would go, but at least he built a good enough team to get there.
What other teams lost to a team from Japan?
I don't see the Cardinals or the Mets playing in that game.
That's right.
Let me tell you,
tell you something about last night, too. Everyone's claiming Trout, you know, he sucks in the clutch. This is the only time he's ever had, you know, postseason experience. This is his biggest bat ever.
Yeah.
If Brian Cashman were the GM of the Angels, Mike Trout would have a hell of a lot more playoff experience.
Let me tell you that.
He got you.
Right now.
Okay. Well, you told us. Thank you. John is on the fan. John, how are you?
I'm doing good, boys. Evan, I love you. I think we had season tickets relatively close by at Citi Field. I was section 315, but you're out of your mind with the Japanese teams in the major league playoffs.
Why?
Okay. Here. You mentioned Sasaki, obviously Ohtani. We're cherry-picking the best players off of the best teams. Do you think the average Japanese big leaguer can hold a candle to our teams that we're putting in the playoffs?
You know, I'm going to give you the most honest answer, John. I don't know, but let's find out. And if you're right, then here's what I would do to make it fair. The Japanese team gets the bottom wild card spot and plays the number one seed in the AL or the NL in the divisional series or the wild card round, however you want to frame it. And therefore, if they're as bad as you think, which I don't know, you're making an assumption. Maybe you're right, maybe you're not. At least you're rewarding a team that finished with the best record in their league. But you're making an assumption based on what exactly? Like, how do you know how bad Japanese teams would be against major league teams?
You're making the assumption that that's an equal league. How can we send all of our nobodies and guys that are trying to, you know, get back into their career, get back in the big leagues, they go to Japan?
I'm not saying they're equal. I'm giving them a ticket to the playoffs, and if they get swept, they get swept. If they advance and go on a run,
you're not saying it's take the winner of a playoff series here against their best team. You're saying that you take one of their best teams to go into the National League playoffs. One of their best teams is in the American League playoffs.
They have two leagues, too. So I would take the league champion from each league, and they insert themselves into the playoffs. But here's what's funny.
I would say per league.
Per league, yeah. Just keep it fair. Yeah. I had a caller earlier say, what if they win? I'm scared. Now I got this guy arrogantly saying, they suck. You don't know. You don't think there's guys in Japan who say, I could play in the majors, but guess what? I don't want to move there.
Well, let me ask you a question.
I don't want to move there and make all that money.
Do you think again, I don't know what kind of money the guys in Japan make. I imagine it's not the same as you make here.
It's not the same.
Right, but do you think would it also preclude some of the great Japanese players from wanting to come over here?
I don't know.
Maybe, right?
I have no idea. Maybe. Maybe not.
You ever been to Japan?
No.
You want to go?
No.
Why not?
I don't want to travel that far. It scares me. Long plane ride. Can't deal with it. Nothing against Japan. Seems like a fine place.
You could break it up if you wanted
to. By doing what?
You fly to California.
Yeah.
You enjoy a couple days in California.
Then I fly to Hawaii.
Then you fly to Hawaii. You enjoy a couple days in Hawaii.
Okay.
Then you go to Guam.
Okay.
Spend a couple days in Guam.
All right.
Then you go to Midway. Okay. You enjoy the museum, obviously, from the war. Midway. Enjoy a little fishing. And then from Midway, you go to Vietnam.
Yeah.
After Vietnam, you then take a little Cessna. A little Cessna.
Right.
And you fly to Japan.
If I was able to
That'd be a wonderful trip for you and your wife to go on.
So here's my answer.
Yeah.
If I was given 6 months vacation, I would need to. You just put me on 10 planes going.
I once asked for 6 months vacation.
What'd they do?
Well, they didn't give it to me. I was pitched on doing a reality show.
Oh, yeah, dude.
It was based on the book 80 Days Around the World, or whatever it's called, right? Mm-hmm. And the idea was it's called 80 Ways Around the World.
Right.
And I needed 6 months to do it. They had no respect at all for the fact that I was on the radio and were incredulous that I would say no because of a radio job when I was being offered a TV job.
Right.
TV people are like that.
No, I get you.
And it was, I was going to circumnavigate the globe in 80 different methods of transportation. And you could only use each method once.
And how? So it was 6 months you were going to do this over? Or a little bit shorter?
Ballpark.
Yeah.
Because I had to get certain shots.
Well, you know what you could do?
For certain countries and whatnot.
You know what you could do? And I'm not going to do this because we're done, but I never know with you. If you have a kid, you could take like 8 weeks paternity leave.
Yes.
So if you take your kid with you.
I have four kids.
So there you go. Maybe you can retroactively use your paternity leave.
By the way, what's the rule on that? How old does your kid have to be for you to still use the federally guaranteed paternity leave?
I believe it's 1 year old.
Ah, damn it. We missed it.
Well, I think you have a year to use the paternity leave.
I think if enough of us dads complained in this woke world we live in, that retroactively I've got PTSD from raising these kids. And I want my paternity leave.
Wait, and you have four kids, so times the 6 weeks by four, you've just given yourself 24 weeks paid vacation. Then if I can pull that off.
I don't think they pay you. They just can't take your job from you.
No, I think they pay you.
No, it's unpaid.
Are you sure about that?
But you can't lose your job over it. They don't pay you not to come to work. That's called union jobs.
Yeah, but if you're on a yearly salary, aren't they still paying it?
They don't.
Wait a minute. So if you
suspended.
If you got 6 weeks paternity leave.
Yeah, you'll get paid there.
Retroactively for young Anthony.
Yes.
You wouldn't get paid over those 6 weeks?
No, you don't. You don't. They just can't fire you.
Gotcha.
Now, of course, most companies come up with a different reason to fire you as soon as you get back.
Right.
You're not performing. You're out.
I'm pretty sure at least a portion of those 6 weeks are paid.
No, they're not.
Yes.
None of it's paid? I think
None
Big Mac's right. I don't
you,
think you're right.
You make a decision as a dad. Do I want to sit at home with nothing to do for the kid because I'm allowed to, or do I want to go to work?
Well, no, but you're also saying that when you sit home with the kid doing nothing, you're not getting paid.
Right? That's your choice?
I don't know if that's true.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I don't think around here it's true.
Oh, yes,
it is. If I had paternity leave and I only used one day for Little Jet, wow. I used 2 days for Spence.
Now, to be fair, 1 day, 2 days, they probably treat it as a paid personal day.
Yeah, that's true.
Not officially paternity
leave. No, but I never took a full paternity leave because
what am
I
doing now?
Because I'd have to fight that case with you.
By the way, you know when you should do it?
When?
Next Thursday and Friday.
Next Thursday. Oh, yeah.
You know what? I want to cash in on my paternity leave.
I'm
going
to start using paternity leave at weird times. Oh, there's a Met Day game. Paternity leave.
Yeah, Tommy just said my ear's going to have kids now. Just to get the 6 weeks off.
I don't think it's worth it. But
I think it's more than 6 weeks, too. I think it's like 9 or 30 weeks or something.
By the way, I have confirmed with an employee here who took 4 weeks of paternity leave.
You know,
he got paid every dime of those 4 weeks. Every dime.
Let me thank him. Thank you.
There's a full-time guy, salary guy?
Full-time guy.
I find that, objectionable.
But that's what happened, though.
It's now, accurate.
That's what happened. Hopefully, he got paid every
I think you can get more time than that.
In fairness, this gentleman doesn't make a lot of money. So
but it shouldn't matter how much money you make. You didn't work, you don't get paid. It's simple.
No, it's not how paternity leave works.
You're guaranteed to have your job when you're ready to come back.
No, you get paid.
I think that's fair.
It's paid leave.
You shouldn't get paid.
Well, but I'm not asking what you should do. I'm telling you what happens.
Yeah.
So if I get 8 weeks paternity leave retroactively, then I'll go to Japan with your 10 flight plan.
Yeah.
But I'm not doing it on one plane or two planes.
Probably a beautiful country.
Has nothing to do with being beautiful. Has to do with the flight. Can't do it.
I probably would love the food there.
You would definitely love the food.
Yeah,
yeah, but crack. Here's the
seafood right out of the ocean. Yeah. Awesome.
But here's the question.
Noodles
related
and rice
to
right up my eye. Especially like the late night. Like I've seen some of the cooking shows with Andrew Zimmern.
Yeah.
Those late night street vendors. Oh, money.
So here's my question though, related to what our last caller said about Japanese players coming over or not coming over.
Yeah.
You're offered a chance to do radio in Japan. Very popular over there.
But in English, right?
In English, But you're still living in Japan where not everyone knows English.
Yeah.
And you're going to make $8 million a year, but you have to live there. Are you doing it?
$8 million American dollars?
Yeah, but you have to live in Japan. You know?
Yeah,
I wouldn't do it. No offense to Japan. I don't want to leave.
Why?
Because I want to live here.
Dude, it's $8 million
a
year.
But now you're spending that money.
I go there for 3 years, I'm done. It's a wrap.
Yeah, I guess if you view it that way.
Come home and go get that little condo and the keys I want and a little outboard motor rowboat, and I'm straight.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to live there for 3 years. And that's not a knock on Japan.
I could just live anywhere for 3 years.
No.
Yes. Yes.
Antarctica.
Yes.
You're not allowed to.
You're not allowed to. That's right. Right. Without government permission, you're not allowed to. You're right about that.
No, man.
Because the green lizard people come.
International.
They're like, what are you doing here? No one's supposed to know we exist.
That's true. But you got your $3 million.
Well, I got $24 million.
See, internationally, I wouldn't want to live in a different place. I don't mean any disrespect around the world. And that's why I do think that there are Japanese players who say, I can make money, but I don't want to live there.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Listen, there might be a totally different culture when it comes to money. I have no idea. Where they don't value money as much as some greedy Americans might. I don't know.
But, Craig, you can't make an assumption that if you're good enough to play in the majors and you live in Japan, you've already come here. You can't make that assumption. People do. They're wrong.
Some do, yes.
No, they're wrong.
No, I'm saying some people would.
That's a part of why there's this assumption that the Japanese Baseball League can't compete with us. And I don't know if that's true, but I can't accept it as fact as if, they came over here and played the Mets, they get swept and lose 9-0 in every game. Do you really believe that?
I don't know.
Exactly.
Now you've got me thinking about making $8 million a year and living in Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I would do anything and live anywhere for $8 million a year.
Anything?
Well, within reason. any normal kind of job.
I'll give you a job a friend of mine had.
Cleaning out the urinals or whatever, the toilets?
No, the peep shows.
Worse than that.
Yeah. A buddy of mine's job, he was a janitor at a peep show.
Well, let me tell you something. I don't think I'm better than your friend, and I'm sure he did it for a lot less than $8 million.
He did it for $8 an hour.
So I would do it for $8 million a year, yes.
True story.
I would.
Down in Florida.
No.
He needed money.
Listen, when you need money, you can do anything.
You need money, there's no job beneath you. You got to make a living and support your family. So if you're the janitor at a peep show, that's your job. He wasn't happy about it. The worst days were when you slip and fall, of course. But that happens. It's a job hazard.
That's a nightmare.
Whoop. Yeah, it's a job hazard.
I can only imagine the nightmares that I have going to sleep.
You do meet a lot of easy women, though. But, I'm not sure if they date the janitor frequently. It's like some type of OnlyFans.
He's making $8 million a year, they might.
Yeah, you're damn right they might. Yeah, I mean, that's a no-brainer. I mean, you would do it, too.
I don't know about that, man.
Yeah, you would. I'm not saying you're not going to like.
No. See, you're leaving out the stuff that you don't want to bring up. Like, I'm going to take my kids out of school.
Yeah.
I'm going to move them to a different country. I don't know, man.
You make them more well-rounded. They see the world.
You're absolutely seeing the world. You're learning another language. Yeah. I get all that, but it's easier said than done.
$8 million makes it easier.
And
now,
I do think that there are Japanese baseball players who make that decision all the time.
Let me ask you a question.
Say, I'm not doing it.
There might be. I can't argue. There probably is.
Yeah. And that's really my overall point about it.
Yeah. I give you a choice. You go to, using Japan as this example, but you know any country, it really doesn't matter. You make the $8 million a year for a few years. You kind of cut off from the American way of life, at least for those 3 years, right? Or you have a baby and you get 12 weeks of paid paternity leave and you use them. Mm-hmm. What would you rather do?
What would I rather do?
Yeah, stay at home for 3 months and get paid, or go to Japan or some other foreign country, make a few million bucks and work every day.
It's a no-brainer.
You'd stay home.
I'd stay home.
You lazy
weeks.
Bastard.
Yes.
Yeah. Lazy.
I don't think it's being lazy. It's more, I just don't want to do that.
But I don't know. I respect the fact, you know, obviously, look, if health's an issue, whatever it might be, obviously, that takes precedent. But if the baby's good and mommy's good and everything's good, does there come a point just like where you're dying to get out of the house?
I would think
and get
so.
Back to work, right? I think it's somewhat like taking advantage, too, a little bit. A little bit.
I know a friend of mine.
If you were telling me you took a month, whatever it is. But by month three,
so here's,
isn't it time to go back to work?
So I'm going to give you a story, a true story from someone I know. I'm not going to reveal their name, of course.
Okay.
Who took the paternity leave, fell in love with it, said, I don't want to go back to work. I prefer this. I'll be a stay-at-home dad. I'm good. Yeah.
Well, listen, you know, Mr. Mom was a movie. I mean, what am I going to tell you? And how did that work out? Their divorce?
No.
No?
No, it's like, yeah, great. I love it.
No.
Go do it.
I know it's very stereotypical and probably even sexist to think that works or that wouldn't work.
Oh, I would do it.
But
I honestly, I love my job. You got to look on your face. I love my job, so it doesn't work. But if I didn't love my job and I was
And your wife's a very bright woman, went to Princeton.
Yeah, if she loved her job, I didn't like my job.
Right.
And financially, we were capable.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Does she ever feel like she wasted that education?
Don't say that. No. She started her own business, and she's doing great.
She's doing good.
Yes. By marrying me. What, she could have done better? Maybe. But she wouldn't get to go to Nets Nuggets on a Sunday afternoon.
That's true. She might be the smartest woman you know.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Smartest person I've ever met.
Yeah. She's like, I went to Princeton. I'm cooking this jackass chorizo quesadillas again. This mother... I'm making this bed for the 19th time in a row. He doesn't even do anything around the house. He's two lawnmowers. He doesn't use them.
Two lawnmowers.
Yes. I don't know. He can't even shoot baskets and take them to the gym. The son of a gun. Listen, I have a philosophy in life that you should live by.
What's that?
Do what's good for you.
So you
and your family. I'm not saying you selfish, like your family. Yeah.
So you wouldn't stay home and be a man dad?
I couldn't do that.
Why?
Because I'd be restless. Not because I'm a man. And no, I couldn't. Like, you ever go on vacation and see these people? You're probably one of them, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Who, like, they go out to the pool at 4 a.m. to save chairs.
Yeah.
You know, because they're really selfish.
Oh,
whatnot.
I used to do that all the time.
Gotta get those chairs. What are you? Of course. Like, you go to Aruba for 3 days.
Yes.
And you're at like 4:30 in the morning. There's 9 New York dads out there putting sneakers and towels and shirts on chairs.
I would
so
put
they can
down
save them.
Every article of things I own on these chairs to make sure we have them. You kidding me? Damn right.
And now, are you the kind of guy, I guess you are, that can just sit there all day in a chair?
100%. Well, I'm reading a book. I'm listening maybe to a podcast. I'm just conversing with my wife.
Yeah.
But I absolutely could do nothing for a week.
See, I can't do that.
Why?
I'm not built that way.
Even reading a book, you wouldn't be content doing that?
Maybe for like, I don't know, 20 minutes?
20 minutes?
You can't sit by the pool with a couple of drinks and just relax. Go in the pool, come out of the pool, sit for a while.
Okay, but I'm doing things now.
Oh, okay.
Now I'm in the pool. Now I'm out of the pool.
Well, no.
Now
in
I'm swimming.
Craig,
well,
now, Craig, in fairness. Like when I go to the beach, I'm just going in the ocean. Yeah, I'm coming back.
I don't get people that just go, let's go to the beach, honey, and just sit there.
Yeah, I guess there are some who do that.
I can't have that.
But I could do that. Like if I'm into a good book.
I went to visit my kids at college, right? So I'm waiting for Sunny to get out of a class. I decide to go for a little dip in the pool. right? And I'm in the pool, and then some random people wanted to talk to me about life, whatever. They were fans of the show. I'm like, ugh, great. So then I went and got a pina colada. Then I had the pina colada. Then I saw Rod Stewart. So then, true story, I'll show you the picture.
I'm sure.
So then I wanted to see if I could cleverly take my own picture, but get Rod Stewart in it. Okay?
Yeah, I can see this, yes. Did you pull it off?
Yeah, I pulled it off.
What's Rod doing in the picture?
Rod's, he's sitting talking to a woman. All right, so I'll put it on Twitter so you don't have BS in here. Right? I'll show you first. So I was trying, and dude, I'm like 30 yards away. You'd have to believe me that it's Rod Stewart. It was jean jacket, ripped jeans, hair everywhere. Rod Stewart. Okay, hold on. that took me an hour. Like I just can't sit there. Ugh. Honey, what do you want to talk about? Nothing. One second.
We're
ready?
Very different, Craig. Very different.
Yeah, listen, that's what makes the world go round, though, right?
I just notice that sometimes. Sometimes I talk to you, and I'm like, wow, we are very, very different. I could be a stay-at-home dad. You can't. I could sit on the beach and enjoy myself. You can't. You take creepy pictures of Rod Stewart.
Yeah.
wouldn't. Like, we're very different people.
All right, so I'm going to post two photos.
Yes.
Okay, the first one, it's going to be very hard for you to figure out where Rod Stewart is, okay?
All right.
The second one will be more obvious. Is that fair?
Yes.
All right. Hold on one second. So I'll do two different posts, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Hold on one second. All right. Post number one, can you spot Rod Stewart? Okay. Bang. There's that. Okay.
Right. I'm looking forward.
And now the second
can
one.
Can you? Oh, my God. I got to look at your body. You didn't give me a warning. I was going to get a close-up of your burnt body. All right. I see people in the background. Let me try to focus.
Can you find Rod Stewart?
Oh, yeah. Easy. He's in the top left-hand corner.
You got him there?
Yeah, easy.
All right.
He's got his game on. That's for sure.
He's all jeaned up, right?
Yeah. Your look on your face, man.
Yeah, I was looking into the sun. I was so bored.
How many years ago was this?
Like a month ago.
Oh, it was a month ago. I apologize. Yeah, because I was going to say you look very old.
Thank you. Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
No problem.
There he is.
You spot Rod Stewart. No, but I can spot that red tan on you.
You have to take my word for it that it's Rod Stewart. Yes, yes, we will have to take your word for it.
By the way, I think I've positioned this accurately,
though. Armando Vega says clear Photoshop. Basically
Photoshop
saying you're a liar.
My ass.
Yeah.
Okay. How could you can't say Photoshop?
Yeah, that's what Armando says.
It's because you're in the sun and all of them in the back are in the shade.
Hold
so
on.
It looks a little
okay, I'll give you another
one. Now I see the close up of them. Yes.
Here's another one.
Yeah.
Here's another attempt. Okay, there you go.
I love that he's at the beach. He's at a pool wearing ripped jeans and a long sleeve.
He does live in London, so he could have been on vacation.
And just to prove my point of me being bored, bored at lunch. Airplane time. Okay, you'll see what I mean, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. I'm sure people are going to take shots at me for that, but that's the way it goes. There you go. All right. I made a paper airplane out of the menu.
Oh, yeah, I see this. You know what I'm trying to do? I'm trying to read the menu now. Penne and celery.
Where's he eating lunch?
That looks good.
I got to turn it upside down.
Oh, the Greek salad. It comes with olives. And
look at you.
Yeah, so there you go.
It may not be Rod Stewart, but
no,
I can see why it would be.
It's 100% Rod Stewart.
I don't think
Stewart.
You can say 100% because you didn't see his face.
Dude, that's Rod Stewart.
I think
saw
it's
him.
Likely Rod Stewart. I'm just saying.
What do you mean likely? It's 100% Rod Stewart. Come on now.
Yeah, I don't know. That clientele, there could be a lot of,
a lot of guys that look like Rod Stewart.
A lot of shows of people who pretend to be rock stars from their generation.
Fair enough, but he's in the middle of the week at a pool in Miami.
No, I definitely give you a 70% chance it's him.
70?
Yeah, it's better than 50-50.
He sang Maggie Made Me.
Did you get that on video?
I wish he did, brother. It would have been hot, right? But so that's me on vacation.
Look at you.
I can't sit still, dude. I can't. I don't get how people do it. It's foreign.
It's relaxing, man. I like it.
Totally
I need one
foreign.
Of those. I haven't had one of those in a long time. I need one of those, man.
You went away four times in the last six weeks.
Yeah, but that wasn't the vacation just you just described.
You went to Vegas.
Yeah, we were running around to see Adele.
You went to Nashville.
We were running around drinking.
You went to North Carolina. You couldn't go away more.
I know, but I haven't done that relaxing
vacation. And your wife went to Vegas alone.
That wasn't relaxing. We were gambling. We were eating. We were watching Adele. We were doing a lot of stuff.
You went to Nashville.
Yeah.
You had spicy chicken sandwiches.
They were fantastic, but it's not the same as a do-nothing vacation.
Now, you took the kids to Carolina, so I understand that's a little different. I'm with you on that.
I don't think I could do a do-nothing vacation anymore because I'd feel too guilty being away from the kids on a vacation like that.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I would. Like, Nashville and Vegas are different because it's an adult trip.
And it was a weekend.
Yeah.
You weren't away for like nine
days.
It was
literally a day and a half.
It was like a Friday, Sunday deal, right?
But to do 4 days in the DR, I don't know, man. Though I do miss the old Sammy Sosa. Great drink.
Yeah. Very good drink.
Sammy Sosa.
You know, they've changed it. They add white milk to it
now. I knew that was coming.
Saying they do. Or they make it a pina colada. That's what the Sammy Sosa is known in the DR now.
That's right.
Little Coco Lopez pina colada. Oh, look, it's the Sammy Sosa. What did he do? Was it the same thing as Michael Jackson?
I think he claims he has a disease that's caused that.
Yeah, so you shouldn't mock a disease.
Well, you just did.
No, you were referencing a drink, and I made a reference to the color of the drink.
Yeah.
That's accurate.
So, which just means you were mocking...
Well, I mean, because it's funny.
No, it's okay.
Sorry, it's just funny.
It's funny doesn't mean it's nice.
Like, it's not Sammy Sosa. Like, it's a guy claiming to be Sammy Sosa, but there's no way that guy is Sammy Sosa. It's impossible.
No, I get it.
Unless he's got that vitiligo, which is a skin...
Dude, he may have that.
Like what Michael Jackson had.
He claims...
What's it called? You go skin bleaching to try to make your skin uniformly one color because it gets blotchy.
Yeah.
And that's, for some people, the vanity kicks in. You're like, I don't like the way I look. Because I've got this skin disease.
Well, so according to Sammy Sosa, quote, "I don't think I look like Michael Jackson," Sosa says. Sammy's denied having vitiligo. Is that what you were talking about?
Vitiligo.
Vitiligo. Yeah. It's a skin condition patches of skin lose their pigment.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson, late pop star.
Yeah.
Sammy denies it.
Yeah, Michael Jackson didn't like the way it looked, so he decided to do something about the pigment of his skin.
Mm-hmm.
But and that's legit. That's true. So Sammy's got to have the same thing or some version of it.
Sammy Sosa said he puts on a bleaching cream before going to bed.
Oh, there you go then.
Sammy addressed his changing skin color on an episode of Univision's premiere, Impacto.
If I did that, I'd look like glue.
It's a bleaching cream that I apply before going to bed, and it whitens my skin some, he said on the Univision broadcast.
Okay.
It's a cream that I have that I use to soften my skin, but it has bleached me some. I'm not a racist. I live my life happily.
Racist?
What happened...
Why did that make him racist?
What happened was that I began using the cream for a long time, and that combined with the bright TV lights made my face look whiter than it really is. Mm-hmm. I don't think I look like Michael Jackson.
Okay, a few things. You don't look like Michael Jackson. I agree. You look weird compared to what we knew you as a ball player. The bright lights had nothing to do with it. You admit it.
This is weird.
You're bleaching your skin. Now, listen.
Yeah.
To each their own. If that makes you happy, I'm not here to tell you not to be happy.
This is my life. I don't take garbage from nobody.
Great.
I do whatever I want.
As you should. You're an adult. You do whatever you want. Doesn't hurt me that you bleach your skin. Bleach it all you want. I know a lot of people that bleach their ass. Great.
But why was he bleaching his skin? He never really answered that.
Maybe it makes him happy.
Okay.
Like, why do people get plastic surgery?
That's right.
Makes him happy. Why do Kardashians bleach the sphinct? Makes him happy. I don't know. Maybe they got a lot of action back there. They want it to look clean. I have no idea. It's not for me to decide. But if it makes you happy, do it. That's why people are weird like that. Like, you bleaching your butthole right. has no impact on my life. Bleach away. I don't do it because, like I said, I don't want to look like Elmer's glue.
Right.
And if I was any whiter, I would.
Yeah.
I'd be like powder.
Look at me. I'm much whiter than you.
You would not look good with bleached skin.
You should see my ass.
Might I?
I mean, it's just very pale. That's my point. Why was there silence when I said that?
Because I was contemplating seeing it. I wasn't sure where we were going.
There's like, a part of you that's curious.
Like you and I go play pickleball for a couple hours, and you're like, hey, let's go catch a steam together. And I'm like, maybe not.
You would totally check it out. You'd be like, what's going on?
You know, Boom and I used to go to a gym a few blocks away from here and work out. And that was a pretty special day when we got changed.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah. Yep.
Did he call you Coke Can Carton, too?
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
He's like, wow, the rumors are true. I was like, my man, pots and pans. I go, not both rumors, though.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.